It's Thursday, February 4th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Comcast changes their basic internet package, more Mac OS data points, and why are we so bad with 0 days? This is the Business of Tech. I feel obligated to talk about this change. Comcast is bumping up its Internet Essentials plan to 50 megs down, and uploads from 3 to 5 megs. The company is also delaying its moves around data caps, which it had planned to roll out in March. Now it's July. The FCC is seeking comments on requests to expand E-Rate, which is the program to help schools and libraries with equipment and services to access the internet. Now, why do we care? Vox's Sarah Morrison ties this move to the changes in the FCC's positioning and the student activists that I reported on last week. That call to examine E-rate is a reversal of more signs that the Biden administration is looking at these issues differently. And so I say, of course Comcast is moving on this. Duh. End user and consumer sentiment on broadband has changed. I'm encouraged on this one. Remember how I talked about macOS penetration being up? That was last week's big data set, with IDC saying it's now 23% of enterprises. Well, Microsoft has now announced their Defender for Endpoint is now available for macOS. But also, that recent root-giving sudo bug? That's also on macOS. If you didn't see it, there's a bug in sudo that lets attackers with local access get remote access to a system. Initially, this was believed to be just Linux and BSD. Turns out, it's bigger. The bug requires an attacker to get access to a system first. Why do we care? The introduction of macOS to the bug made it hit my threshold for interest, particularly because of the data I reported on last week about macOS. They're in a lot more places than they were just a year ago. Forrester even has new data saying it's more than what we reported last week, at 28.5% of the enterprise, up from 15.3% in 2019. This platform is now the same as any other, and you should not be treating it as second class. If you're in the infrastructure business, Macs are not an afterthought. Do not treat them as such. New research from Maddie Stone, a security researcher at Google. It's far too easy for hackers to use those zero-day exploits because tech companies aren't doing a good job of permanently shutting down flaws and loopholes. Quoting Stone, "We're not requiring attackers to come up with all new bug classes, develop brand new exploitation, look at code that has never been researched before. We're allowing the reuse of lots of different vulnerabilities that we previously knew about." Why? Most security teams have limited time and resources, and if incentives are flawed, they only work on the specific issue, not the larger problems at the root of the issue. For hackers, it's not that hard, Stone said. Once you understand a single one of those bugs, you could then just change a few lines and continue to have working 0 days. So why do we care? This is a data point in the zero trust story. You should not be trusting your software vendors. Period. I'm including a link to a piece in Redmond Channel Partner about questions to ask your vendors. Do they have someone dedicated to security? Is there a clear process for reporting bugs in their code? Is there an FAQ, maybe under NDA, about the Security Operations Center? And do they have a recent pen test? What's not included? You have to do this audit on them ongoing. It's not one and done. Still entering data into QuickBooks Online manually? Stop wasting that time on non-revenue generating activity. Gazinta Mobius is the leading sync tool between ConnectWise Manage and QuickBooks Online. Trusted by over 1,000 MSPs, not just invoices and payments, our newly revised expense report sync gives you complete traceability of charges to company credit cards and makes employee reimbursements easy. Visit gazinta.com/Mobius for demos and pricing. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech. Back again tomorrow with a roundup and this week in SolarWinds. Talk to you then.